Hello again, I'm Mike Roberts, warmly welcoming you to this, the ninth program in my current series, The Golden Years Plus. As always, Samuel is in charge of all things technical, whilst I'm ready with what I promised last week, a program comprising another quality mix of more of the very best in music and song from years past. What I christened some time back, a sort of Mike's Mix. And the mix begins with a Ray Conniff Orchestra and Chorus recording that I've selected from their 1960 album, Young at Heart.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you out of my arms. Still I feel the thrill of your charms. Lips that once were
a 1924 song written by Isham Jones and Gus Kahn, I'll See You in My Dreams, that charted for 16 weeks at number one in 1925, given the Ray Conniff treatment there in that recording from 1960. And they certainly gave our show a swinging start, so I think it might be appropriate now to hear something that I think should provide us with a gentle contrast. I'm sure this song, written in 1934 by Gordon Jenkins and Johnny Mercer, and a hit that same year, will do just that. It was recorded 53 years later in 1987 by Rosemary Clooney. Who sings it for us now?
Drop a line. The weather's cool, the folks are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. Dining room table, and let me see, I guess that's all. nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you. Nothing else for me to say, and so I'll close. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. P.S. I love you.
Rosemary Clooney and P.S. I Love You. And those listeners who have been with me for other series I have presented may recall that it was Rosemary Clooney who closed the very last program of my long-running Malta Memories series. She sang then, somewhat appropriately, Thanks for the Memory. Another artist who I also featured in the Malta Memories series was Brooke Benton. I included one of his chart hits when covering the appropriate year. And as I've said on a number of occasions, when the vocalist's style of singing that produces those hits begins to wane, the hit makers so often return to the standards, the evergreens, that always stand the test of time. So I suspect it was with Brooke Benton who brought us some superb recordings of a number of those evergreens in later years. One of which we'll hear next. Written in 1934 by Harry Warren and Al Dubin for the film Dames, and accompanied by the great Billy May conducting the orchestra, is Brooke Benton, And I Only Have Eyes for You.
All the stars out tonight, I don't know. It's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. The moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. On a crowded avenue, you are here, so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view.
Brooke Benton, I Only Have Eyes for You. Glenn Miller and his orchestra were responsible for many great hits during the golden years, and their popularity has never really waned, with many, many different artists and groups recording those so-called Miller evergreens right up to today. Though, of course, not all were actually composed by Miller, and my next selection is a good example. There was one group, a great favourite of mine at the time, I might add, that enjoyed much popularity in 1975 by taking a Glenn Miller hit from 1940 and doing just that. Here is that group, an a cappella group, in fact, called the Manhattan Transfer, and their 1975 recording, Tuxedo Junction. Manhattan Transfer and Tuxedo Junction. The song was written around 1937-1938 by a quartet of songwriters, Erskine Hawkins, Bill Dash, Julian Dash and Buddy Fain. And it was actually first introduced by the orchestra of one of those writers, Erskine Hawkins, but it enjoyed a credible performance on the hit parade in 1939. But of course, as I've said, the greatest success came when Glenn Miller took it to number one in 1940. Now, I think this might be an appropriate point at which to pause, having just heard a classic a cappella recording, and say a little more about next week's show, number 10 in the series, as I promised I would last week, because I have lined up for you another themed programme. I'm going to take us on a musical journey via a mini-history of that style known as a cappella, from its presumed modern-day styling that began in the barber shops of yesteryear, with an example of that, to the 50s and so on, through the ensuing decades, to the a cappella groups of today. Do join me, Mike Roberts, on Campus FM next week. It would be a shame to miss it, I promise you. Back to today as we move nearer to the closing segment of this, the ninth programme in my 17-part series, The Golden Years Plus. A couple of weeks back, I started to make amends for neglecting to include more often those wonderful orchestras and arrangers who contribute so much to the success of the countless artists and groups who depend on them, and I included the David Rose Orchestra as a start to rectifying it all. Today I've chosen to feature one of the greatest popular music arrangers of them all, Nelson Riddle. Nelson Riddle and Cole Porter's Just One of Those Things. Nelson Riddle was born on June 1, 1921 in New Jersey, USA, and was clearly influenced in his young years by his father's interest in music. And as he grew up, he studied piano and trombone. These early years of influence decided him on pursuing a career as a musician, steadily progressing to a hugely successful and prominent career as an arranger, composer, bandleader, and orchestrator that stretched from the 1940s to the 1980s. Vocalists like Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, to name but two, owe much of their success to his arrangements and accompaniments. Before he died at 64 on October 6, 1985, he had earned an Academy Award and three Grammy Awards for his orchestrations. The truly great Nelson Riddle. I mentioned Frank Sinatra there, and one of the songs he is so often recognized by is one entitled My Way. What is not always recognized is that it was written by Canadian-born Paul Anka, the artist I'm featuring next. Paul Anka is a singer, songwriter, and actor born in Ottawa on July the 30th, 1941, and at 76, he is still active today. He enjoyed fame in the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s with hits like Diana, Put Your Head on My Shoulder, and She's a Lady. In 2005, he released an album titled Rock Swings, in which he took popular rock songs from the 80s and the 90s and sang them in a swing jazz style. and it is a hit for the UK band Oasis, released in 1995, that I have selected from Paul Anka's album. Here is Wonderwall.
Today's gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. And there are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. And I'm sure you heard it all before, but you never really had any doubt. I don't believe anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I'd like to say to you, I don't know how. Don't know how. Maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Wonderwall from Paul Anka, who was inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame in 2005. And so we come to our final piece of music for this edition of the Golden Years Plus. And it is provided by the Mike Sam Singers with a Neil Sedaka song, Laughter in the Rain.
Walking hand in hand with the one I love. Ooh.
The Mike Sam Singers and Laughter in the Rain, closing our show for another week. Contact details are unchanged. Email direct to me at mikeroberts665@btinternet.com or care of Campus FM. Thank you to Samuel, the other side of the mic, for looking after all things technical, and we both thank you for listening. Join us again next week for that themed programme I told you about. Until then, whether on radio or online, from me, Mike Roberts, goodbye.